Welcome to the show show. This is our weekly podcast, taking a look at the show. And on tonight's episode, we are previewing week one. We're previewing week one 30 minutes before week one starts. It is Wednesday afternoon. We're squeezing in a quick pod before the NFL regular season officially kicks off. Analyze some team names, preview week one, and call it a pod. My name is Bov. Joined on our show today by, I've got Harvey here.
What up, Bov? How are you?
I am excellent. I'm ready for some football. Got my Lions shirt on. Ready. And we're also joined by the star, Scotty. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I mean, I can't even tell you how great I'm doing. It was my last day of work for 2 months. It's my wedding anniversary. It's my wedding anniversary, 4 years.
Oh my!
And
gosh.
Football starts today. It's like the Holy Grail. About to head to the hospital pretty soon. Probably have my first kid. Life is crazy right now. It's insane.
No biggie, right?
Yeah.
It's only going to be his firstborn. Maybe happening in like less than an hour. We'll see.
Could be.
That's crazy. Happy anniversary. And that means it's also the anniversary of one of the most legendary best man speeches of all time.
Wow.
Harvey, can you believe it's been 4 years?
Thank you.
Do you even remember a lot of it?
I remember the speech. Don't remember anything after post-speech.
just celebrating too hard. I love it.
Yeah.
Got the speech down.
I remember being hammered in a bus with Marshall Gustafson.
Shout out fellow member of the show, Marshall, if you're listening. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I can't believe that's 4 years. That's crazy. But hey, you know what? That's what makes the show great, is that we have all these memories over so many years, and we talked about it poolside, but it makes the show what it is. The friends, the allies,
family,
good times, the family, the friends, the weddings, now the kids. It's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
Crazy.
It was great seeing Carson post-draft. Like, Sid rolled up, Kenny's son in the car. It's just it's unreal.
The show's generational.
Are you tearing up?
I'm tearing up a little bit. Scotty called it. He said the show is literally generational now. We have multiple generations of everybody in the show. It's unreal. It does. It's very moving, Harvey.
Thank you.
So, all right, here's what we're going to do on today's show. The draft was great. Shout out, Mark. Another excellent draft at the Santor House. And now we just have the regular season to look forward to. So we'll talk about the new team names for this year's 20th season of the show. And then we'll talk week one matchup. So here's what we want to do with team names. We 12 new ones. We're not going to spend time on every single one because some, quite frankly, don't deserve it. So we'll get Harvey and we'll get Star to go one by one, and we'll say our three favorite of the season, and then maybe three that made us scratch our heads a little bit that were just either are bad or confusing or chuckles, and we'll see what these guys come up with. So, Scotty, you're co-commish. Why don't you start? How about one first that you – these can be top three in any order, or if you want to go 3-2-1 or whatever, just – one of your three favorites so far this year?
You know, you got to go with the Goomba gang, GG. we were talking about Goomba for months before the draft. He comes out with Goomba gang. It bangs. It's awesome. Shout out Andrew and somebody else.
Kind of redeemed himself for not being on the pre-draft pod. Yep. I think we were in agreement there that he could redeem himself by actually going with Goomba Gang, and he certainly did that. How about you, Harvey? Is Goomba Gang in your top three? Do you want to?
1,000,000%. I didn't know if we were allowed to overlap or not, but.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, Goomba Gang for sure. Do you want another one of mine, or do you want to go back to Star?
Well, real quick on Goomba Gang, how many years is this of the Nintendo Mario Universe team names for Andrew and Brandon?
I want to say like three or four.
Four, maybe four.
Spike Shell. And then Treasure Trackers.
CC.
Chain Champ, CC. Goomba Gang, GG. I mean, eventually these guys are going to run out of letters, but in the meantime, it's a great little theme. The logo is great. The trolling was classic Andrew all summer. And that's definitely a good one. So we'll throw it back to Star. How about another one that you like?
Yeah, I got to go with Dose and a Half Men. I mean, it just fits so perfectly. They kept the Dose. They didn't go to Trace. They kept with Dose. The Half Men just got it right away with Carson, little guy joining the gang. Generational, like I said. And it's just classic Dose. They come out in the bowling uniforms. Out in the Bowen backyard. It was just epic. Just loved it. Loved to see it.
Do we have more overlap, Harvey? Is Dose and a Half Men in your top three?
It's not.
Wow.
It just looks way too funky on the stupid site. Like,
oh, does it?
It's a cool team name, but he's got like an and sign and then a 1-2. I don't know. It just doesn't flow on the site. It's not not helping my eyes. So yeah, they didn't, it's not a bad, I like the name. It just looks way too weird on the site for me, but, I'm going to squash some potential beef pretty early here and go with old Sergeant Santorbov. I just think that was so badass when he brought out his little sheet of paper and read his little speech, poolside. And it just, he's got the SS going. I think anytime you get those double letters, your chances of winning the show go up. So yeah, I'm digging. I usually hate the commission's team names too, but I think he finally figured something out.
Scotty, is Sergeant Santor in your top three?
It's not, but that's close to my heart. My dad put a lot of effort into it and I can respect it. I personally didn't know this song too well, so that's, maybe it's on me.
I don't know the song either, but Sergeant Santor just sounds really dope. Sorry, yeah. Bob.
Yeah. What bleep? Write first bleep down. Of the season.
First
thank
bleep
you.
Of the season.
Cheers for the commit. Thank you, commit.
Thank you, Sergeant. I just thought that the reveal was so great by the commish.
Yeah,
it was great to have him on the pre-draft pod, which we haven't gotten to enjoy that the past few years. And so for him to bring to come over to bring the poem, do the reading, reveal the team name. I mean, the whole package was just phenomenal by the commish. So definitely a job well done. So, Scotty, it was not in your top three. That means you've got one more we haven't gotten to yet.
Yep. I had a few options here. I was thinking about Big Tuna. You know, Tyler was an R Dog last year going with Big Tuna. I was like, yeah, it's good, but it's not there for me. I was thinking about East Dillon Lions, you know, Coach Taylor and Friday Night Lights. That's epic. But I actually really like the Hot Seats, actually. The Defending Champs. It's got a good logo. Steve always has like a farting, pooping kind of vibe. I just thought it was perfect. really like the hot seats.
That's funny. And yeah, they did a great job building off of last season's inside joke, which clearly was successful with the seat warmers winning the title. So Harvey, you have any shout out on hot seats before you give your final one?
Definitely dope. Definitely dope. Definitely top half. Definitely not top three. I mean, I've watched Friday Night Lights at this point probably 6 times, so
probably more times than is like healthy.
By default, it's East Dillon Lions. You could have done literally anything Friday Night Lights and it would be in my top 3 above.
You know, Kev and I, we texted back in July about themes and team names, and he's the one who said, what if we did something Friday Night Lights themed? And I said, oh my gosh, yeah, we have to do it. And I don't know why we did East Dillon Lions first. It just kind of resonated with us. And it sort of fits our actual team that is put together, just some misfits and overlooked guys and some guys that people didn't want and some guys that people laughed at. So the logo is Coach Taylor with, instead of Vince Howard, it's Jonathan Taylor in an East Dillon Lions jersey. Ooh. And hopefully like Coach Taylor can coach some sense into Jonathan Taylor and have him show up and contribute to the cause this season. But yeah, that was a good one. So we'll see if we stick with the Friday Night Lights. We brainstormed a couple more that we could use down the road. Just so many good characters in the show. So, all right, let's go to, yeah.
Real quick, I recommend adding a kicker to your roster. I think that might be helpful.
Well, we'll see if that happens in 9 minutes. We Clown do have an ad in kicker. Kicker don't matter. Kicker always good. Kickers available on waivers. I would probably, if I was a betting man, wager that the top kicker of the season isn't even in the first six kickers that were drafted. It's just very random every single year. So
I agree.
We got to add in for a kicker. So hopefully we get him and. Hopefully he kicks some points for us this weekend. We're going to need it to kick those Goombas out of there. We'll get to the week one preview shortly. But how about some head-scratching team names? Scotty, you got one first?
Yeah, I'm going to just kind of bucket two of mine together, the Los Cuervos and the Seis Armadillos. They're trying to steal Dos. Like, Dos started with the Spanish team names, and I just don't get it. Like, I don't know. Not a huge fan. Can't say I'm a big fan of that one.
Would we have some overlap here, Harvey? Are either of these two in your kind of head scratcher category?
Yeah, I mean they both are, but more Seis Armadillos because at least Dawn like does dumb birds and stuff. Did we agree Los Cuervos is some kind of bird?
Yeah, I think it's a
raven,
crow.
Right? Or crow, or is it crow or raven?
I thought it was crow. Let's see.
I just Googled it and it's raven, but
okay,
yeah.
But does he have any ravens on his team?
He doesn't have Lamar,
Allen, Purdy, Mixon, Sanders, Ramondre, Devontae, Adams, Marquise Brown.
I mean, he has
there
Justin
are no Tucker. Okay, Justin Tucker is the one raven on that roster.
Yeah, so that one's wacky, but at least it's like Don's weird thing he's got going every year.
Blue Jays last year, another bird.
Yeah, but Seis Armadillos, I can't figure it out, Bub. I can't figure it out, and I just have nothing. I have nothing. I swear they put every Spanish and English word in a hat and pulled two random words out. And that's their freaking team name.
100%.
Texas Dana, man. What happened?
Yeah.
I miss GB Dana.
Same.
We're going to have to text Dana and just say, hey, we need some help with the team name. Can you give us something, anything to help us understand? We'll see if he's got one. So, Scotty, you mentioned two. Do you have a third, or is it kind of those two that stood out more so than the others?
Yeah, I mean, Lamarinator just feels kind of weak. Like, they got Lamar Jackson, like, Dominator, Lamarinator. I don't know. It felt like they spent, like, 4 seconds and just came up with a name.
Could be Terminator.
Okay, that's what I thought, too. But then the logo is...
Oh, I haven't looked at the logo.
Yeah.
Tractor?
Look at the logo and...
No, it's a tractor. Do they have those in New Mexico?
Probably. Well, like laminator? Like they're laminated paper? Sense. I don't know.
Would that have been your other one, Harvey? Lamarinator?
Oh, 100%. And yeah. I have to shout out the guy whose team name was Bread last year. Big improvement.
Yep.
Didn't make my top three, but I like the triple W, and he went wide receivers pretty early. I think that he's got a couple in the NFC West, so wide West, leagues ahead of Bread.
Yeah, I agree. And the last one we didn't talk about, Harvey's name almost made it on the list. Fly Harvey, fly. You know, he was at the lotto or whatever it was. Didn't know the pre-draft prod. Had a different name, Harvey's Island, but he already had that name in another league. So he thought about it hard. He changed his name. It fits very well with Hurts and A.J. Brown on his team. You know, there's the Fly Eagles Fly theme song. I like it. Solid name.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
You too.
I was going to say, it's too, bold to do the whole RIP. Reveal on the pod and then end up changing the name. So if you're going to do that, it's got to be really good. And I think Harvey's was, and I think you nailed it with the change. Just based on the way the team was drafted and the way the team looks. Well done, Harvey.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Good job.
Rip Steve Harwell. Rip Steve Harwell.
Yes. Praying for all stars.
Yes, yes. Praying for we've had a rough start of the season.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the start of the season. So we'll do we don't have any results, obviously, because we're previewing week one. So we'll have week one results on the next pod. So let's look at the week one matchups, and why don't we start with the star, because Scotty alluded to it. It's been a little bit of a rough start. So we have Matt Gifford. We have Wide Wide West going up against the All-Stars. Now, Scotty got some bad news a couple days ago when Travis Kelce hyperextended his knee before the season even started. Harvey, let's get your thoughts first. You know, it's tough to see early season adversity like this for the star. Can he withstand that injury and take down Matt Gifford?
Buff, how's their team projected 67 week one? No buys. I mean, if there's injuries, there shouldn't be too many injuries. All those nice things I just said about GIF, throw them in the trash. This is Bread 2.0. His team's trash. Auto derby. Star will win this for, I don't remember his name, but the lead
Smash.
Yes. Star will not lose this game, Bub. There's way too much on the line for this team. They are dedicating their entire season to Smash Mouth. So I got All Stars. Big.
Okay, Scotty, obviously not ideal with Kelce being out. How are you feeling about this? What's the mood in the locker room among the other guys? Like, this is a tough one just days before the season starts.
Yeah, it's been a little bit tough, rough going for August, early September for the star. You know, Steve Harwell was on hospice and then he unfortunately passed away. Travis Kelce gets hurt. We think it might be an ACL, something really major. It ends up not being too bad. So me and him were FaceTiming yesterday. We were talking. He hasn't missed a game since 2014. It's at home, defending champs. He really wants to go out there. You know, the Lions, they're fired up from their week 18 beating up of the Packers. I told him to just chill. We got a long season and we got an easy cakewalk matchup this week against GIF.
Bread.
AKA Bread 2.0, and we had a laugh about it. And so we're just blessed to have this matchup. We're not worried about Kelce missing this game coming up. He's going to be laughing his ass off from the sideline. I got a nice little free bet on the Kansas City Chiefs. Shout out Chris Duke. Shout out Lucky Rascals. Chiefs minus
shout
four.
Out. Shout out Fade You.
Yeah, shout
Thank
out Fade
You.
So we're rolling with Chiefs tonight. He's gonna be laughing from the sidelines. Star is gonna be looking pretty, and GIF is gonna have the shape of an L on his forehead come Sunday.
Whoa,
that's unreal, unreal.
How long have you had that line lined up?
7 seconds.
Oh, damn.
Just came up with that.
It should also be noted that Travis Kelce, huge injury issues for the star. Matt Gifford drafted Cooper Kupp, not expecting him to be out and possibly going to be placed on IR with this hamstring. So Kelce out, Cooper Kupp out. So we'll see what these teams are able to put together in terms of points without them. Let's go next game to let's go Goomba Gang, East Dillon Lions. So the Mario universe clashes with the Friday Night Lights universe. East Dillon will have a kicker by Sunday. Don't worry, guys. So, Scotty, let's start with you on this one. Goomba Gang or East Dillon?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big proponent. You know, NFL starts in, 15 minutes, and this team doesn't have a kicker, starting kicker on the roster. It's just a bad sign. It's bad momentum going in. I got Goomba Gang in this one. Their name is too sick. Joe Burrow's not hurt. He's going to be back. Russell Wilson's got something to prove from last season. I got this team. I got this team beating East Dillon Lions just like the projection. So go GG.
Harvey?
Oh, Bub, I got East Dillon. I got Coach Taylor. I got Luke Cafferty. I got Vince. I got Becky.
Tinker.
I got Tinker. Tink, I got Lance. yeah, East Dillon going out. Russell Wilson projected 14 points is lulls of the week. That guy's a clown. I think the Broncos in general are just clown shows. They could be performing in Vegas. Sean Payton's a clown. He said, like, stop kissing babies to his quarterback. Like, I don't know what's going on with them. I hate Russell Wilson. And I'm just picking Coach Taylor.
Some of these CBS projections are whack and a half. Yeah, the Russell Wilson being one of the highest projected QBs, because why? And the Saints defense being like the highest projected defense. Like, I know everyone thinks the Titans suck, but they still have good NFL players when they're not all injured. So very questionable projections by CBS. And maybe Goomba Gang is going to rely on CBS projections. And if that's the strategy, then yikes. But we'll see if the Lions can get coached up a little bit and pull out, I guess, an upset. Let's go next quickly to Los Cuervos versus Seis Armadillos.
Grr of the week.
Funny that those two play each other the first week. Harvey, who you got here between the Armadillos and the Cuervos? That's going to be weird to say this season.
I'm rocking with the Seis Armadillos over the Los Cuervos. Dos. Tres, cuatro. I think Dana's got a little bit more of a well-balanced attack. Dawn's receivers really fall off towards numbers 3 and 4. So I think Dana and Graham Lyon, shout out Graham. How you doing, bro? I think they get this dub against Los Cuervos.
Who you got here, Scotty?
I got to agree. I mean, the right side of my screen here feels good to say that for the first time. It's been a while.
That was awesome.
It's just lots of green over here. Lots of just better players on the right side of my screen than the left side. To your point, Marquise Brown, Adam Thielen, are you kidding me? Ramondre, Zeke's probably going to steal some 1 yard touchdowns. Miles Sanders is on the Panthers. That's Lulz of the year. I got to say, Armadillos, as much as their team name sucks.
All right, next game, Dose and a Half Men against Lamarinator. So Ross,
love, Ryan, I can't at these team names, bro.
It's weird. It's gonna take me some getting used to. So Ross, Ryan, and Carson against Marshall and Dave. Patrick Mahomes 19, CBS is blacked. All right, Scotty, you started this. You got Dose, or you got Gustafson's and Lamar and the tractor?
Oh, I got Dose in this one. Me and Dose are allies this week. Shout out Dinah Star, Dose and Half Men, Patrick Mahomes, Jamar Gibbs. Thursday night football, first game of the year. We're hyped. We're scoring 25-plus points in both leagues, no matter the scoring system. Amon-Ra's a monster. He's going off tonight, too. I got Dose and Half Men. Carson is going to be undefeated lifetime after this week.
All right, Harvey. Do you also have Dose, or can Lamarinator and the projected zero they are receiving from Z White give Dose a scare? I can't believe that's real.
Oh, I got the Lamarinator. they are going out. Dose is trash. I don't care. I love Carson. Met him a few times. Seems like a good guy. But they are trash, bub. This guy is partying in Lake Tahoe, which sounds amazing. Not amazing week one at a bachelor party with, I think, Vegas scrubs who probably don't watch football. Probably sit and play COD all day during Sunday NFL Red Zone. I got the Lamarinator, bro.
All right.
Zeros don't matter. Hey, zeros don't matter when – you're playing a guy starting two rookie wide receivers in their first ever NFL games. Wow.
All right. Two games left. Sergeant Santor against Big Tuna. CBS is projecting this one close. Kamish versus Tyler. Harvey, who you got?
Kamish versus Tyler. Wow. That is an interesting matchup. Two solid team names, very easy to pronounce. I'm going to go with the Sergeant. I think he's a man on a mission this year, and I don't see him losing to the Big Tuna week one. I think this is a must-win for the commish.
Big Tuna is going to need to keep an eye on George Kittle, who is being projected points right now, but is very uncertain for that game. Star, who you got? You got Tyler or you got your dad?
So I tried to scroll down really quick. I didn't want to look at who the teams were. And I got the right side of my screen again. I got Big Tuna. Didn't want to be influenced by Homer for my dad.
Wow.
I think that the receivers on the right side, Big Tuna, is just absolutely loaded. And the left side, I feel like there's a lot of question marks for those guys. Like, those guys could always obviously go off. But I don't know. The right side is, like, a lot more, like, less variance, and you can kind of count on them. I think Madison's going to have a really good year. I think Chubb's going to have a really good year. They obviously lost their counterpart running back partners. And Herbert's got the Dolphins. It's at home, but I feel like Miami's going to show up big in that spot. Not high on the Seahawks. So I got the right side here. I got Big Tuna.
And the final game is one of the games of the year already. So the schedule makers really did us a solid, and they gave us a championship rematch in week one. It's Fly Harvey Fly against the Hot Seats. It's Harvey against Devin Steve. Scotty, what a banger matchup to really just be there right away in week one. Who you got here?
Damn, Harvey's got Devonta Smith too. He's literally all in on Fly Eagles Fly. I forgot about that. That's crazy, Bob. That's crazy.
Did I just enter top three or no?
I mean, I've got Dynastar is literally on my ring. Or sorry, Devonta Smith is literally written on my ring back here. I don't know if you can see it back there, but I'm a big Devonta Smith guy. Anthony Richardson on the right side, first game. I don't know. Bijan, first game. I don't know. Tua, I think – Tua's going to play well for 3 weeks and then might die on the field, possibly. So I've got Sam Howell. I can't get past Sam Howell. I'm sorry, Fly Harvey Fly. I got the Hot Seats. Wow. Sam Howell's disgusting.
Wow.
Commander's defense, too.
I cannot wait to go back to this in 8 weeks.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Harvey. How you feeling? I mean, hey, I'm looking at last meeting was 2022 week 17. It's been a long 9 months for Harvey to just try to get over the championship L to Stev and Steve. I mean, the schedule makers give you the rematch week one. How fired up is the squad for this?
So fired up of Sam Howell, steal of the draft, write that down. Commanders defense, best defense picked for the week one matchup. I think I just got trolled on by this clown who doesn't watch football, but they play the Cardinals.
True. I didn't see that.
yeah. Good analysis over there. But yeah, but these guys, I mean, I got some former Harveys, some former heroes on this squad this year. I got Jalen. Who doesn't like Jalen Hurts? He's such a good guy. No scumbags on this team, Bub. I don't mess around with those. We just got – actually, Diggsy's a little bit of a diva, but he's the only one. Everyone else, nothing but a gentleman. Love Harvey. Love Stev and Steve. They've got a squad. Anthony Richardson can't throw. I don't know why you would stack the worst throwing quarterback in the world with a receiver on the same team, but that's what they went with. Everybody pick Stev and Steve, please, please. Harvey's going to destroy him. That seat is going to be cold as shit, and Harvey will be flying high come – what day do we pod normally? Tuesday. 7, 8 p.m., I'll be chilling, trolling Star for picking against me. Love it.
Great segue. Pod will hopefully future weeks be recording on Tuesdays. Pod will be available Tuesday night and then throughout the rest of the week to listen to. This coming Tuesday, week one results, week two preview. Let's get the show underway. We got football happening in like less than 10 minutes. We got a baby coming at literally any moment. So exciting things happening in the show. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned with us throughout the season, and we'll see everybody next week.
Jordan Love outs. Jordan Love outscores Howell by 6 points.
Go, Brad.